September 8, 2018 is the Watts Pedro Show. Pedro Show, happy Saturday, my brother Matt.
Yeah.
First time back in Love Grotto since
June.
June.
Yeah, it's been a long while.
It's a pleasure point. Why have you been here? Brother Matt had a huge adventure. His first time to the old country.
Yeah.
Let me first say we started off the show with John Coltrane live, Penn State, 963, saying, doing, I want to talk about you, and that's what I want to do is talk to you about your trip, Brother Matt.
Cool.
So it started off with the retirement party.
Yeah, that was bitching. That was bitching. Thank you so much for rocking
that
the
was here in Pedro,
headlining.
Was
yeah.
Yet in the old country, still in the new country.
Yeah, Fort MacArthur Museum, right in the heart of the homeland, right up the street, right on the edge of the school that I made between here and my pad I grew up in. So, yeah, it had Lazy Lance and Longhorn, Pete and Lance and San Pedro Slim, you, Pete and Jer.
I heard Pete Batikas playing with Wingtips.
Yeah, yeah, and Max, too, the drummer.
Oh,
yeah, they opened
right
up for the Beach Boys last Saturday. They were great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
So, and also San Pedro Slim.
Yeah, he was great.
And
yeah, all the bands were great. Everything was great. We had 1,200 Chavapchichis went down that day. People loved them. Tacos.
Great, people. That's a kind of a...
Kind of little Croatian sauce.
Yeah, little sausage.
Yeah, Croatian treats.
And you eat it with this stuff called Ivar, and it's fucking great.
Yeah, killer.
In fact, I've been getting into Ivar big time.
Yeah, it's bitchin'.
Because the Darko's there up on 25th.
Mm-hmm.
We got a meat market, Croatian meat market.
And man, he gets all the stuff from over there, Macedonian, Croatian, Serb. Also, even uptown, it's hard to find a liverwurst sandwich. You can get one at Darko's. $4 fucking dollars.
Yeah, it's the best meat market in town.
Yeah,
fucking so, hell. Yeah, so, it was anyway, great
we
party.
Had a big party, and it was a combo, people, because not only was his retirement, but it was also his B-Day.
Yeah, so that was good.
And your mom was there.
Yeah, yeah.
There not was too far from the pool that she helped get renovated.
Yeah, so it was really, there was people there going all the way back from kindergarten. You know, my family, different relatives, friends from all kinds of different jobs. So, you know, normally to get the collection of people like that from your life, you got to have a wedding or a funeral. So it was nice to have a
that's
party.
That's what
Igwin's
talking about, the Donatella, Versace. She has this big pile of clothes we were going to wear. Picked out this blue. Luckily, it was on the top. Oh, you know, I got all naked. You know, Esther Brothers was like, whoa. You know, I grew up Navy House. I don't care about it. And anyway, Ig said to me, Mike, you're going to wear this at a wedding or a funeral. I never wore it again. Just that one time for that gig. Okay, so some people, right?
Yeah, so that was really a bitchin' day. Machine. Yeah, bitchin' day. And
Tony Sverd up with some fireball fueled.
Yes,
grapes,
Saavedra, Nagel. It was really.
Yeah, Mr. Nagel.
Yeah.
Pedro High, people.
Yeah. And I ran into Mr. Karg, I told you, I just ran into Karg the other day,
Mr.
too.
Karg, yeah.
Yeah, so he wants to hear more about Minutemen and the influence.
This guy was a huge influence on me and D. Boone. He was a history teacher we had. And I can't remember many teachers, but I remember Bill Karg.
Yeah, I told him about how you influenced the boat, and he talked about cruising around in his car. And,
he told us about getting a Volkswagen after college and just wanting to see the country. So he related the same things to us touring.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have this great party and have a good time there at the fort. And then just repurposed fort. And then you fly off to Italy.
Yeah, had stuck around for 4th of July over at Vince's pad.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah, didn't want to leave that party. And then flew over. Lufthansa pit stop in Frankfurt, had some German beers, made it over, landed in Venice. And
Frankfurt is their Wall Street.
Oh.
It's where the stock market is.
Oh, okay. So, Venice was cool. We went down and got on the water taxi right from the airport.
You can't fly into Venice because it's a lagoon.
So that was cool. The water taxi took us to the hotel. That was a really cool entry. Welcome to town. Venice was righteous. It was just like you see it with all the canals everywhere. And
hard to take a lame picture.
Yeah, yeah. Every place looks bitching everywhere you turn.
For people, there's no cars. You're either hoofing or you're in a gondola.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really neat. Watching the Daily Deal, like before the cruise ship people came and mobbed the whole place. Like seeing the people who got to work, you know, the vegetables coming in off the gondola and the dude with his little cart picking them up. It was bitching going to the fish market there because that's been a fish market for 1,000 years or whatever.
Right. Before the big piazza with St. Mark's.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of construction there, but it was just bitching being where people have been treading these steps forever.
The glass and stuff. You didn't go to Moreno,
we didn't go to the island, but we checked out the glass.
Island, but you know about it.
Yeah. So that was bitching little side trips, but we didn't take the side trip. But I figured I didn't need any lace.
You know, there was one of them islands that's got an old hospital. And that's where the Astrid Brothers and Nick stayed when I was there. I was there 5 days, me and Brother Steve. But it was all Zanzar's Italiano word for mosquitoes. They were
I remember you talking about little tiny tiger ones.
That's when I got this one. But like 10 years ago when I went with the Stooges, we were lucky. But they worked. That's a little island they were on. They got ate up big time.
That was a volcano? Volcano stuck you there?
No, it's just the way that they tore it. When I got stuck because of the volcano in Iceland, that was Paris. Not a bad town to get stuck in. Neither is Venice, both equally righteous. One thing Brother Matt did miss was Peggy Guggenheim's pad, which is an art museum now, but he's going to go next time.
Yeah, it's on the list to hit next one.
And my favorite, Yves Tang guy. He's a trippy guy.
It was bitching being there, and my main image was kind of just the little cafes on the canal having a drink or whatever, so I got to do plenty of that.
Yeah. and good chow.
Yeah, killer chow. Yeah. Killer chow.
And then you take it. Go back to the mainland and you go to Tuscany. And
yeah, we got the water taxi. It's bitching how the all the pads and the elegant decay. The
yeah,
water,
Venice is sinking, people.
Yeah, they got the pads all got their own little custom access to the boat, you know, like a little porch or a little window.
Right on the,
yeah.
I think sometimes, depending on the tide, you can't open
it. Right, yeah. Sometimes couldn't get under the bridge coming in.
That too.
Because just like tiny little footbridges going over this canals, like
that's
alleys
right.
off the main one. But it was righteous. And we catch the water taxi to the train. So I was bitching, just going from the airport on a water taxi to the hotel, getting on a hotel, going to the train. Train was cool. We took it to Florence.
Right.
And so it was like a couple-hour trip. Not bad. And Florence was cool. We had a cool pad right at the Medici Bridge there where the tunnel takes them across where they
that's
were
right.
hiding out from the people right next to the Uffizi. Yeah, so we went to the Uffizi, tripped on like one of the greatest art museums in the world
right.
with the birth of the Renaissance.
Didn't go in the Duomo but went around it.
Yeah, yeah, I could see it from the bar in our hotel.
Okay. there's a piazza right there for the Republic. Mm-hmm. I got to play with Stooges there, free gig. And like the VIP area was like half the thing, and they said, "Fuck this, come on!" And so all the people came in, yeah, like hard rock joke kind of script, you know, and he's like, "Fuck that!"
So it was a trip in the greatest art city in the world.
Yeah.
I was digging on most of the graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
There's that dude, Clay, C-L-E-T.
Uh-huh.
He takes the street signs and kind of manipulates them and puts his own little
strip on it.
Yeah, so that was bitching, spotting those, and he's got a shop there, so after spotting his signs all over the place, we went and found his shop. And there's another dude who takes, like, classics and puts a scuba mask on them.
Oh, right.
So that was neat. So when I was in Uffizi, it was neat seeing the original ones. That was, like, my thrill, like, spotting. Oh, that's the one. And I had the other ones on my phone, so I was showing the guy, hey, see this one? So that was cool, match them up.
And then some Siena?
Yeah, but I was digging on the Passeggiata.
Oh,
yeah. Like in the afternoon, everyone just strolling around with
that's
a little
right.
cocktail. That was bitching Italian lifestyle. I really dug that.
Kickback.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we cruised out to the Tuscany countryside, trip on Siena, bitching walled city, name of the crayon in the crayon box. And they got these bitchin' horse races in the summer. There's all these neighborhoods within the walled city, and they compete.
Race
and so they've got these big races, and we weren't there for the race, but we're there in between them. I don't think I'd want to be there for the race. It was like kind of crazy time inside the walled city.
Almost Europe racing is a lot of turf, no track.
Oh, yeah.
And also big fields, like 20, 30 horses.
Yeah, and if the dude falls off the horse still goes. The race is still on. It's not DQ'd or nothing like that. He can still win with no rider. So then that neighborhood gets the pride and throws the parties for a while.
Sure.
So that was cool. And then went to another walled city out there, San Guglielmo or whatever. I always say it wrong, but they claim to have created gelato, but everybody does over there.
Yeah, yeah.
We ate
this pad's on the Adriatic side, right?
It was Tuscany up in the hills there. Yeah, yeah, like a
like Ravenna. That's more north.
Yeah, we were still
Cesena. What I'm saying is it's not the side where Rome is Mediterranean.
I think we were on the Mediterranean side.
Okay. Because you flew out of Roma to get to...
Yeah, to get to Dubrovnik. That was the next leg.
That's right. Okay, let's listen to the music.
Cool.
The Croatia's coming up.
I did feel like a townie now. I could stay in Kent forever.
In the night, for some reason we've folks praised has gone singing. Dale Gabin, he was a friend, a likelier lad ye would na see. But he was nae the lad for me, my girls, he was nae the lad for me. He broke me truths, fell Hawkins clear. A skeg o bees and a skin o deer, but there's none should tak what I can e gee. And he was nae the lad for me, my girls, he was nae the lad for me. He looked in, he looked lang. He put his heart back in the sang, and he had the sound in o' the sea. And 'twas by wi' him and me, it was by wi' him and me. The tune gaed a singing through the air. The shepherd sang it at the Lammas Fair, it rang over no the braes o' Dee. The bonnie sang he made for me, that bonnie sang he made for me. Sae lang 'twill last as Midden's croon, and sweet at seek the simmer's moon. Oh, I again wa would na gie, for it's all I ha when I Monday, Monday. It's all I ha when I Monday.
Thank you.
Hawk for Pedro show. We start off with David Nusselhoff and his brand new record, something called The Void. Then Chris Butler out of Akron with Easy Life. Reprise. Reg Bloor doing gigs again, A Little Pinch. You'll feel a little pinch. Her late husband, Mr. Glenn Branca. The Healers, In the Dark, In the Night, We Write. Extract, Canada. Gregarious Phase, Guided by Voices out of Dayton. Everywhere is Miles from Everywhere. Incredible Logic. Vermes de Limbo out of Portugal. No. They speak Portuguese, but it's Brazil, sorry. Fucked up. Adios, which I think is maybe their word for bye. Still House Plants. Glasgow Cats. I'm a middle of February, probably going to do something with them at Cafe Odo in London. I've been invited. And one of their collaborators, Queenie, with The Sang after that. Happy Birthday from the Stick Sellers, upstate New York. And that is for George Hurley, who 4 days ago did the Big 6-0.
Happy Birthday, George. We got to get him on the show.
Got to get him on the show. He's still kicking ass on the drums. He's playing with these Dondo guys called The Farmers. He went back to surfing. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's looking George, good.
He's looking real good. We got to have him on the show. And then many birthdays, which we hope Georgie has. Mountain Is Today, brand new, a couple days old, out of Austin. Great man, many birthdays. So, from Roma.
So first we had
you were on that.
Yeah, we had
West
killer
side coast, and then Roma.
Yeah.
And then you go to Dubrovnik.
Yeah, first we had this wild boar feast up there before.
Oh, that's right.
That was so killer. They said that the boars are kind of getting out of hand because the current generation is not hunting them like
not
the previous
hunting, so
one.
Getting
but
big.
Man, they're just eating grapes and olives the whole time. They're so good. The olive oil over there was totally different than olive oil here, man. It was
well,
so good.
I was going to ask you about U.S. Italian food versus Italian.
Yeah, it was so much more. It was like simple, smaller, delicate, tasty, not all saucy.
Yeah.
It was really
so they could keep bringing the plates and you're not all like stuffed out.
Yeah. But this boar feast totally stands out. The thing was so tender, just eating grapes and olives all the time.
Yeah, bitchy.
Yeah, it was really awesome. They got prosciuttos hanging everywhere out there, so yeah, they got
and all the stuff comes with capicola.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it was right.
All that stuff, the porco.
Yeah. So then we made our way down to Rome and flew over to Dubrovnik.
Right.
So Rome was just a quick pit stop, pass
through. You gotta understand, people, Brother Matt's grandpa came from this area 100 years ago, so he's gonna meet with 19 cousins?
Yeah, so the Italy part was just an addition onto the main trip, because I figure Italian and Mexican are my heritage through osmosis. So I had to check that out. I've been to Mexico plenty of times, but now I'm going to the real homeland, to Croatia, which I've been hearing about my old life, the old country, and it was a trip that the old country was really old. You know, I just thought it was a previous country, you know, and I knew it was hell's history, but to be standing in the middle of it was just amazing. Dubrovnik is a bitchin' old walled city, you know.
It's on the coast of a part of Croatia called Dalmatia.
I guess Game of Thrones, I haven't watched it, but I guess that's like a big...
They film there?
Yeah. So
it's an old town, and it's got a lot of history, and I think it goes back to Roman stuff.
Way back.
Because I was reading about Dalmatia, probably the most Latinized, because it's right on the other side of Italy.
Mm.
So it was the most Latinized of all the stuff outside of Italy in the empire.
Mm. They had some big quakes, some battles, but the walls came down. They had to rebuild it before, so they made a rule. Everybody, when you came to town, to get in, you had to bring a stone. So a lot of the old stones got used again, but that's how they got enough stones to rebuild it.
Right.
So it was bitching being there. We got there before all the people we're going to rendezvous with. We had some time to go cruise around a little bit and do recon, and then that night was the World Cup is happening.
Yeah,
so
there was a coincidence because
it's been like 2 years this trip.
They planned the trip that it was going to be at the same time that Croatia was going to get into the finals.
Yeah.
First thing, I had to knock off some big-ass teams, and they end up in the big game with France.
Cinderella story. Yeah, it was awesome. It was so much national pride for this tiny country that's existed like 20 years now. And it was really awesome to be there in the middle of all of this madness. Like, I've been to sports events, but not really world soccer events. And, man, it was insane. It's like I've had crazy times, and this was like right up at the top of crazy nights.
Just hard to find people, right? So many people.
Yeah, just like this whole, you're in this walled city, and the main center of town is just wall-to-wall people, and they got the big screens up on the wall, they got bleachers set up, every place, all the restaurants got TVs set up, and it's just insane mob of passionate people who are so into this event, and I don't know much about soccer, but yeah, we got a table in the middle of it. My girlfriend hooked us up, and we got service. It was amazing. So, yeah, right in the middle of this entire mob, Kunis. Yeah, and then we're drinking a Karlovac.
Yeah, the same. You can get it here.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was insane. Then they won, and the red flares, like road flares, signal flares, are going off because red's their color.
Sure, sure.
And man, just the whole mob of people going off, happy, thrilled, celebrating.
Did you chow some ceviche over
there? Chivops, I did quite a few.
Did it taste different than over here?
They're similar. Every place, just like if you go from Darko's to Slavko's, it's going to be a little different. Right. Over there is like a little different from each place, okay. But I kept my taste test going. I had a bunch.
Darko's got a butcher shop here on 25th Street, people.
Killer Meat Market.
That's where I get all these different kind of Ivars. I've been really getting into Ivar, which is kind of the red peppers all mashed up, and they eat the ceviche with that.
Yeah.
And also, people, it's one of the few delis that have liverwurst sandwich, and they're only $4. You can't even find them on the west side, you know. So, Pedro.
Rick,
so anyway,
Rick Steve said Ivar sauce is Croatian ketchup.
It kind of is. Yeah. Yeah, and they're all a little different too, all the recipes. Sometimes a little, they put an eggplant, a sometimes spiciness. A little more garlic. Mm. Yeah. Really interesting. So, I mean, they went down to France, the big game, but they went very far, so you were there for a lot of victories.
Yeah, for the last two, the big one that got them into the finals.
England and Russia.
Yeah. When we were in Venice for that one, and then the next one we were in Dubrovnik, and that was just crazy. The cops had people with flares and sitting on the roof and waving flags and driving up and down the street all night long, and buses and taxis were just created this instant parade. And, it was nuts for hours all into the late night. It was really bitching.
So after the soccer stuff, you went and explored, right?
Yeah. So then my cousins all gathered. They were coming in from mostly Pedro, but one was in Australia, one was in York. It was the rendezvous spot.
And everybody was new except one, right?
Yeah. One or two had been there before. So, this bitch, now we're heading out into the world and checking it out. We wanted to go to my aunt's, the town where my aunt's dad was from, Turpan, which we got a little bus and cruised up the peninsula and went to the town of Stone. There's a wall there, the biggest wall outside of Great Wall of China. But this wasn't built by slaves, it was built by artisans. And it's a giant wall up the hill and all around the town. It was a salt place where they've been making salt for thousands of years. So salt's usually got to be close by if a town's going to be built. So there's a lot of history in this place.
And back to Roman days.
Yeah. Because
if you think about the old days, not a lot of refrigeration. Salt was used to preserve stuff.
Yeah, it was the only way, dried or salted. So that was bitching, tripping around there, went to a winery, and then we made it to Turpan, and there's this guy, Jocko, Captain Jacks, his champion fisherman, got this place right on the beach. It's a bar, it's called a tuna club, and he had just caught a tuna that day, so he sashimi'd it, tartared it, steaked it up, and barbecued. We just ate this thing all day long. It was so great, just sitting there drinking and eating. In this little town of like 200 people, which...
Did he take you out on the boat?
No, we didn't go on the boat. We were just too comfortable there. We went up into the hill and found where my uncle was from, his house. Nobody had been there for like 75 years. The ceiling, the had fallen in, the floor had fallen in.
Whoa.
Just the cement structure, there was still water in the well. So it looked kind of cool, though. So of all these cousins, I think somebody's kind of looking into taking it over.
But they so got a little renovation?
Yeah, a little bit.
A fixer-upper?
Yeah, that was out of every place we went, that was the most bitchin' town, I think. If I had to pick one town as a highlight.
Turpan,
yeah.
Turpan.
Yeah, like T R P A N J, I think, something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was great. Then we went back to Dubrovnik and, tightened up things and got on this 135-foot yacht.
Whoa.
That they chartered.
Got a hold of Brother Matt with me in the first hour. September 8, 2018. Edition Watt People Show. Hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
September 8, 2018. It's second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Tell me, baby, true. When I'm not there with you, I'll just have to forgive them. When I'm not there with you, I find out that I've got fears that are all brand new. They're making their debut. When I'm not there with you, it gets me down wondering what you might be up to. I thought I'd pay my dues when I'm not there with you. You see, there's nothing wrong at all while I just climb the walls. When I'm not anywhere with you, when I'm not there with you, when I'm not there with you.
Have a plan, just in case you came back. But I never could decide on the questions in my heart. Now I'm glad you didn't return. These are almost the good times. I'm still afraid of growing old, yet I'm caring less and less. Somehow the pain is gone, and I'm caring less and less. You're almost out of sight. It's gotta be the better times. Oh, so sweet of you to cut all the lights. I have tried to cut mine too. I just keep you close to haunt my soul. You're no one that I know. You're no one that I know.
for Fever Show, start off the second hour with Spider Bags. Yeah, this is some stuff from Head Up Management back east. Cot Dream Black Guy, true story from Spider Bags. Then Haley Thompson King with No Room for Jesus. John Howie Jr., When I'm Not There with You. Reese McHenry, Maybe. And Dan Jones out of Kansas City with I Bought Two Suits. Instituto No from Cecilia, Natural Predator. The Doors out of Vancouver with the theme from Just Bought 3000. Stella Martyr, Jungfrau. I can't remember where they're from. Patrick Grant, Tilted Axe theme, finally Pajaro Sunrise. Minota out of Spain. Brother Matt, okay, so 130-foot, a 35-foot yacht.
Yeah, Caesarita.
Caesarita.
Yeah, so that was really bitching. Yeah, I never traveled like that before. I'd like to do it again.
It was a sail, or did they use a motor?
It was like a big motor sailor by style, which you see a lot of that style cruising the Adriatic, but there were no sails on it. But it had two big masts.
Okay. They're using the motor, so was it a little loud?
It wasn't bad. Okay. You know,
that's one of the righteous things I found about a sailboat.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Skipper
is,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Very quiet. Mm. There's something about that.
Yeah, my stateroom was right next to the engine room. And so I knew when we were underway, but it kind of had a little purr to it, you know, that if I had
a big enough boat.
Yeah. So it was a great boat. Everybody had there were like 19 of us, and there was a crew of about 6 or 7 or 8, something like that.
Yeah, since there's no sails, they don't have to do all that.
Yeah. It was like a kind of a family business. There was a chef who was awesome, a bartender who did multiple things, and a couple of shipmates and a couple of their daughters that helped doing the other stuff. But it was great.
Oh, man.
The skipper and the engineer, they were cool. They'd kind of stay out of the way, but they were cool. They'd just come up at the moments that'd be kind of stealthy. There was one of the crewmen, Serge. He had his speedos, because once in a while when we'd be dropping anchor or tying up onto a tree on shore or something, he'd be the dude who'd have to go take a dip and drag the line or something. Yeah. The girls dug on that.
And that's the kind of, like, yeah, the steamy, like the, like, fucking butt floss. Yeah,
they dug on that. He was getting pictures every time.
So where'd you go? You went along the Dalmatian coast?
Yeah, so we just went island hopping. We left Dubrovnik and went to...
There's a lot of islands.
1,400 islands, I think there's.
That's an archipelago.
Yeah. They're not all inhabited.
No, of course.
But, yeah, there's a bunch to keep you occupied hopping. So the first one we went to was Sipan.
Okay.
So we split in late afternoon. I think we got on the boat like 4 o'clock or something like that and got the intro, cruised through the night, and then got up in the morning and we're in Sipan. And, that was the stuff I dug on the best on the whole time was just dropping anchor in little coves.
Yeah.
The Adriatic Sea was so beautiful, and it was about 80 degrees.
It's like three sides land, so it's really calm sea.
It was, yeah, really calm. It was awesome. The water was just beautiful. The trees are a lot of, like, pine trees and stuff a lot of times on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But each island had its little differences. But just diving off the boat and floating around, swimming off the boat was that was a highlight. No matter what island it was, that was they all kind of blurred. Yeah. So first one we went to Sipan, and then the next day to Korchula, Marco Polo's place.
Sure.
And that was the day of the final for the World Cup. So it was another crazy scene of a mob. Because most of these islands are pretty small and mellow.
Sure.
But for the soccer game, that brought everybody out. So it was like giant screen put up in the main street of the main square.
Yep.
And everything blocked off and the cars going up to a weird leather parade with everybody going nuts and dressed up. I had my soccer jersey on at this point. I found one. So we were all representing, and it was really fun. They didn't win, but
came in second.
Yeah, they came in second, and everybody was proud of them. Everybody's proud of them. They went that nuts. What would it have been like if they won? But yeah, they
close.
That whole soccer thing was a really neat experience.
What about the
to check
was
out.
It different there?
It was different there in the sense that it was so mobbed. Every place was overrun with tourists trying to watch the game.
Oh, yeah.
So it really wasn't much of a food experience. We were happy we were able to get a pizza, and find a place to sit to eat. But it wasn't the true Korchula experience, I'd say, because of the excitement of the game.
Situation.
Yeah.
So
but
Korchula,
that was Marco Polo's town, so,
oh, I know,
so that's
I know.
A
it's
neat place to go
history.
Check it out. So from Korchula, then the next stop we went to was Sumatran.
Okay.
And so that's on Brach. There's like a little town there. They're having their religious guy. They're having their fiesta for the day, the festa. So we went up there. It was kind of up in the hills. So that was neat, just checking out, because we've been on the water the whole time, getting inland and checking out what it's like and the pads and everything, and get dialed into this place where we're just feasting on lamb.
Lamb.
Yeah, it's killer. They just got the full lambs being roasted up. And
on the spit.
Yeah. So there's like some religious festival going on, too. I'm just
parade.
Sitting on the side watching them, drinking pivos, watching the parade go by. And just selling all these, there's like a little swap meet down the other side of the church where they're selling these toy guns. So all the kids are in guns are in church playing with guns. It was kind of a trippy scene.
Yes, just in history.
Yeah, a lot of those towns still got bullet holes and stuff.
Yeah, I know. So playing with guns. Okay.
Yeah, it was a neat going to that town though, because there's the guy from Pedro who was there. He was there. He lived there. I wasn't there when he took everyone to his house, but. It hadn't been lived in since World War II, probably. He still remembered the names of the Germans who were raping his mom and making him cook food for him while they lived up in the attic, and the Germans took over their pad.
Yeah, yeah.
But that pad's sitting there empty now, too, so somebody's looking at probably jumping on that. Yeah. So, but it was really neat being there for their little festival, and just, I remember in that place watching like the little cement soccer, like a park soccer field, and all the kids had their little pickup game going. It was right after the World Cup, so they were all highly energized and being their dudes. And
yeah.
It was just fun watching the next generation at it in the street level. So that was fun. So,
go checkerboard.
Yeah, so we're on Brach, and so we're there. And then we have the dinner at the festival, and the next day we go to Bowl. Bowl's like a big party spot.
Okay.
And we just dropped anchor out there. It was bitching, just swimming to shore. It's kind of like a cape in a way, so it was kind of a strong current, but we still swam. It was a couple hundred yards. And then I found a bar up in the bushes. It looked kind of like a little Croatian Ibiza type of a party spot. It wasn't overcrowded at that time, but it looked like it really could be a hot spot. So that was fun. Then it was fun just swimming. I had my money in my trunk, so I always had some bucks. So if there was a bar to swim up to, not a swim up bar in like some hip pool, but just swim up to some beach and find a bar. So I always had wet money for them. There's a bar in the Bahamas called Soggy Dollar Bar, so it's made a Soggy Dollar Bar wherever I went. I told them about it. So that was bitching. And then we went to Var and just wandered around little town there. They all kind of blurred together because there was just beat from swimming and floating around and coming to a little town. And there's the next little town. They're not too big. Go wander around the main Esplanade there, and then my cousin did something neat. He got online and met somebody on an Instagram picture, and it told him to call this place, and it was a house up in the hills. It wasn't really a restaurant or anything. We called him up, and he said, okay, come up. We can cook you this or this or this. And so he said, okay, I'll take this. And he just had, like, a home-cooked meal up there. It was really bitching. And we had a seafood feast, which was just insane. Just platters of, man, everything. Just huge prawns, mussels, clams, all kinds of fish, squid, calamari. It was amazing. This was kind of we had like 15 people a feast. They brought out the platter. We feasted on multiple courses, wine, dessert, and it was like $300. Amazing.
It's time for the spin cycle, brother. Whoa. I've been jonesing.
Cool. Well, this one's going to be coming courtesy of Watsco. Okay, Cleveland Max. Connection.
Bring it.
I took a fast one. We'll be right back.
stock is.
Fate.
There you have it, Cleveland Rocks. That's Brother Wasco, Matt. Hidden Rifles.
What made you do what you just did to us?
Wasco sent me a stack of CDs while I was gone, so give him a little sample there.
You came to town.
Oh, really?
You were out in the old
country. Oh, man.
We came to Strong Beach and recorded two separate things. One was the next installment of Scarcity Takes, but another thing was like Violent Fence or something.
Oh.
And you had two different groups of dudes. Some of them were my second man, some were my missing man. I think he's included Mark Arm from Mudhoney on some of this too. There's a cat from Cleveland playing guitars. So Wasco's very productive. He so he might have thought that you were in need of what you got.
He's always up to something.
All right, it's the end of the second hour, September 8th, 2018 edition of Wapito Show. Special guest, Brother Matt, his trip to the old fence, old time for hour three. September 8, 2018, it's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Thank you. The Book of the Dead provides a really good tale when the shadows are long and the windy nights wail, because out of the dark comes the undead team to play hard and skate hard, to rock out and dream, to let their jammers slip out and scoot by the pack, hope they score a big win and be coming on back, the red and gold going to get on down, they'll rise and come back, don't be screwing around, swooping out of the sky, the wrath of the undead, the kiss of death, brings a feeling of true dread. Snack and Patty going to whip them up. Let's build them. Get them talking so they won't shut up. Damned if they do and damned if they don't. Hope they see they're losing no steam and get a feeling they won't. So let's go, Unholy Rollers. Show them you're tough. When it comes down to it, you really got this stuff.
Watch from Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with Moldo and now Balmar doing Moxitica 3. Then Midwestern Medicine, who are actually out of Portland, Maine, with Insults. Out of Pedro, Vinny Vegas.
Hey, Vinny Vegas. Cool.
Yeah, disease is the cure. Then from the old days, Plebes. I heard Gino Pusta. I wish him well, wellness and healing. Rats in the Louvre after that. Krieger Bars, Underwater Under the Bridge label. Greenhouse Gases. And from Australia, we had Amon the Sniffers. Probably goes with them gases. I'm not a loser. There's a Descendant song called it. I remember my favorite line in that tune was, cruising down the boulevard, wasting mommy's gas. And, you know, you don't always have to cuss. Put people in their place. Yeah. Okay. Then Drunk Moms, Australia, Pretty Shitty. Mod Vigil, also Australia, Death Proof. Finally, Joe Brewer, Jack Brewer's cousin, Madison, Wisconsin, with Rap for the Unholies. Brother Matt, continue with your journey. You're so, traveling through these Dalmatian little islands.
So we go from Var to Vise.
Vise is very important for Pedro.
Yeah, glad of Camisia.
There's a town here called Camisia. Yeah. There's one called Vise, too, but we don't have a lot of them. Because, of course, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
But Camisia is a cradle. Nanny's Ma, right?
Yeah.
Artisich family.
Yeah, a lot of Pedro folks from there. So that was neat going up there. And
it was probably bigger towns than the other islands, right?
Yeah, it was a little bigger, but still
it's
pretty small.
A little
small.
Further out.
Yeah, but it was neat. Went to this beautiful restaurant right on the water, Barba, and my cousin had a rendezvous with some of his cousins over there, so they met up with us over there. So, yeah, that was neat. They actually went
Don't
back
they have
afterwards.
The cave where, like,
yeah,
Joe
the Blue
Tito.
Cave. Yeah, Blue Cave.
Joe Tito it up. Because there's some, like, military history about this. I think the Italians took it over in the war.
Mm.
Nanny's mom was telling me. Gordy was telling me. But, like, there's the cave he hit out. Got a little turista. Because I think he was half Slovene, half Croatian.
Oh.
Yeah. So, how many days you spend there?
We were just there once. We were on the ship, the boat, so we just go. But that was a cool spot. That was another memorable feast where they're just bringing out
trays
of seafood, just one after the other. And, my cousins went back after and hung out there for another week. So, yeah, they got more bonus time. So,
the bitch for it.
Yeah.
Get the snow shovel.
Yeah, they had family there and stuff, so they had a place to stay. So it's nice getting to soak it up more instead of just one day here, one day there.
But you know what?
When got a good sampler.
Take a fucking 135 yacht island off Dalmatian coast.
Yeah, I was not complaining.
So next time maybe spend a little more time.
Yeah, it was all awesome. So we went from Vise to Solta.
Okay.
Let's see, is that where Stadigrad was? Another bitch, a little town on the water. Somewhere here, I forget, mixed them up. But,
well, if they're an island, they got to have something on the water.
Yeah.
That's how you get there.
Solta
was
another little island. Just my main highlight memory is just diving off the boat, swimming and floating around. It's really salty there, so you really float.
So float,
good,
buoyant.
And then we cruised into Split.
Yep.
Which was really a big city after all these
and
little
that's
spots.
On the mainland, people.
Yeah.
Bigger
and,
than Dubrovnik.
Yeah, we were tied up like five abreast,
you know.
But
that's where Lil, Pete's wife.
Oh. Yeah, we had to walk across like five other boats because they're all tied up abreast.
Right, a lot of boats in port.
And it was trippy. I'm sure it my experience wasn't I can't judge Split on my experience.
Okay.
it wasn't all that great from the few hours that I was there. The area that we're in down at the waterfront smelled like sewage, man.
Yeah, oops.
And there's like outdoor cafes, people just sitting there eating still. Yeah, COVID, for sure. Man, oh,
it's
man.
That's yeah. One thing. And think about the old days. Probably every port.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were in the wrong part of the port. The
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of other towns, part of the town to explore there. So, yeah, that wasn't really a... can't really judge the place on that
sure.
experience. So that was the end of the. We got off the boat then, and that was that.
Okay.
And then got rental cars.
Yeah.
And started the next leg of the journey for week three, and we went from Split up to Plivitsa, the lakes.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. It was amazing. It made it seem like you could just stop and check it out. This is not stop and check it out type of thing. You got to kind of spend some time there.
Sure.
So we spent some time and still kind of abbreviated it because we were on a mission.
Sure.
But the countryside, the roads driving up there were amazing. They were better than here. They had some huge toll roads that because you're going through these tunnels, man. One tunnel's like. You're in a tunnel for, seemed like 20 minutes or something. You're in there forever. Some of them you can see the light on the other side pretty quick, but this one you're in there for a while. And then,
I think the EU helped them build after the war.
Probably so. It was all nice and new. It was really cool. So that was kind of mountainous area for the first part of the drive. And then it just got beautiful. Driving through like farmland and just countryside and all kinds of different sceneries. A lot of different areas that were like kind of looked ghost towny, probably didn't ever bounce back after the war.
Yeah.
But the lakes, we got up to the lakes, they were just amazing, beautiful. All this limestone, the way the different levels, the lakes
layers,
just make waterfalls. Yeah, just all these waterfalls falling all over the place. And you could spend all kinds of time up there. It was really beautiful.
The clock was ticking.
Yeah, so then we split, and the rest of the ride was really beautiful, splitting from there, just going through these different farmlands and countryside, windy roads, not trafficy at all, real mellow. And we were on our way to Cerfrenica, which is where my grandfather was from.
Okay.
And he got to Pedro when he was like 14, 15, 16 years old, and like... 1916. So, yeah. So I've been hearing about Cerfrenica my whole life, and it was neat to finally get there. There's a bunch of Pedro people from there, too, so it was cool cruising through the cemetery, seeing all the local names.
Okay.
So I'm like...
Yeah, because your spelling's a little different, right?
Yeah. So that's why I'm not related to other Maniches, because when my grandfather came here, his name was Matejcic. With M-A-T-E-J-C-I-C with different accent marks, and they said, well, you spell it like this now. So that didn't really ever sit too well with his family back there, so they never really thought too much of us, and so that's why I never really had people go visit back there. Like a lot of Pedro people go regularly see their kinfolk, but didn't have the kinfolk.
A little riff there.
Still went to check some graves, though.
Okay.
And so, like, I'm the... Third, we got a string of Maniches here.
Sure.
There was a string of Matos and Matejciches before that to set it off. So we got a long string going.
Okay.
So it was neat hanging out there in the town. There was another fiesta going on when we got there, so we couldn't just drive to the hotel because the street was blocked. So we ended up driving around. It's a little beach town. We found a place to park, walk all the way to the hotel. Some of the people in our caravan stayed at this house that was right there, though. They were really friendly, brought them beers and grapes and stuff, and, you know, they thought it was screwed that the hotel didn't take care of us. And so we had a couple missions in this town to check out my aunt's house, and it had been, like, a long time since anybody had been over there. See, like, 1980, probably. It wasn't there anymore. The house that was taking care of us was where her house was.
Okay.
So it was just this weird mystical thing getting into the old
parallel
town.
Universe.
Yeah.
Let's listen to our last meeting. Pedro Sholaf music for this show. Alchemical Hunting, God's Teeth, and the Interstellar Tropics. Out of Brightening. And then finally, Missing. I love you so much. I love you so much, brother, man.
Back at
you. How would you surmise your whole trip?
Man, it was really a wonderful dream getting to go back there. Everything was perfect.
Big loop on your grandpa?
Yeah, man. That first meal back in Sacramento, it was like made by him spiritually, mystically. Yeah. Little anchovies, those fried up anchovies, yeah. Some blitva, like a collard greens kind of thing.
Sure.
Some fish soup. It was just like something I ate at his pad. I hadn't had those anchovies since he died, probably, man. I got a little misty eating that. And then the pad that was taking care of all the people turned out to be where my aunt's pad was, pretty much. Right at that spot. So that was another little trippy, mystical thing. So, yeah, it was righteous being back there in the homeland. And,
Yeah. So you advise people to go take trips and check out.
I think traveling is the most righteous thing you could do. You know, go someplace. There's plenty of places to go. It's the most righteous thing to do. It's the best education. It's the most humanizing thing to get to relate to other people and see what other people do. And jump on it. Indulge in it. So that was righteous. I can't wait for more. I came home, flew home. Got off the plane, walking into customs, flipped my phone off of airplane mode. My first message said, Maddie died. My nephew, closest thing I ever had to a kid. My beloved Maddie boy. And so the past month, just landing from going from a dream to going to the worst nightmare was like having the rug pulled out. And so life has been just mind-boggling since that righteous trip.
Man,
so,
he was a great sailor.
Yeah.
Young man, people.
Yeah, 16.
He packed in a lot of experience.
Yeah, great life. Great life he had. So he made our lives great. So now we get those memories.
Big love to little Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie boy.
Brother Matt, thank you so much for
relating
your story and your journey. So sorry about that sadness.
Yeah, thank you. But thanks for rocking that party, man. That was a bitchin' time.
That was your send-off.
Yeah.
That was your launch pad. And, yeah, it's been the September 8th, 2018 edition of the Rock Pedro Show. Brother Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Again, I go back to Croatia. I got some things to visit.
Yeah.
Chow to eat.
Definitely.
Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.